This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I am doing well, thank you. Nazi symbols, anti-Semitic graffiti on election posters as candidates clash over the support of the Jewish community. What on earth?
Indeed. So the election, as we mentioned last week, an election has been called in this country. It's happening in about a month's time on May 3, Saturday, May 3. And many listeners will be familiar because of friends, because of family living in this country, with a phrase, the eastern suburbs. Mm. And the eastern suburbs of Sydney are where the significant percentage, the largest percentage of Jewish people live in Sydney. And the electorate in the eastern suburbs is called Wentworth. And so that now Wentworth has 16%, 16% of the electorate of Wentworth is Jewish. It's the largest Jewish electorate in the country. And so there for that reason, but it attracts a lot of attention, certainly and a lot of focus from the Jewish community and indeed from the government and the Prime Minister. So the current sitting member for Wentworth is a lady named Allegra Spender. She was elected for the first time at the last election, so 3 years ago. And interestingly, she won the seat from a former ambassador to Israel with a small margin of about 4%. And she has been an outstanding ally of the community in her 3 years. She co-chairs the Parliamentary Friends of IRA, International Holocaust Remembrance definition of anti-Semitism. And she has put motions condemning anti-Semitism in the Parliament. She has stood up for the community repeatedly over and over. And now what's made it more interesting is that the opposition, with the Conservative Party, Liberal Party opposition, has put forward a candidate. Her name is Rolene Knox. And why there's so much attention on this from the Jewish community is that many people in the Jewish community would like to see the government defeated because of its many changes in United Nations votes to do with Israel, where it's gone from supporting Israel to either abstaining or opposing, and also because of the absolute tsunami of anti-Semitism which we've experienced in the last 18 months, and many members of the community feeling the government has not done enough, etc. So that makes it a very, and obviously not just interesting, but something the community has a real vested interest in, is that saying that the community wants as many members as possible, as many people as possible, to win a seat for the opposition, in other words, to defeat the government. On the other hand, there are those who are saying Allegra, who's an independent, should get in, because if there's a minority government, the community needs allies on the crossbench, and she's a strong ally. So now it has come already, with only 1 week into the election campaign, the two of them, the two women, Rolene Knox and Allegra Spender, there was a forum at one of the Jewish schools on Sunday night, two nights ago, where with the two of them featuring against each other and making their case to the Jewish community, and you know, there was a mass audience there in attendance for self-evident reasons, and so it's become very quickly, this has become and as I say, 16% of the electorate of Wentworth is Jewish. And so for that reason, plus the fact that the election will be at a knife edge, every seat will count. So it's attracting a lot of attention. And in the meantime, going to the point that you just said, already, again, only 1 week into it, there have been a number of candidates who have had posters defaced with swastikas, with Nazi, and not just Jewish candidates, by the way, but other candidates who are friendly towards the Jewish community, etc., have also had candidates defaced. So pretty ugly. But that's where we are already 1 week into the campaign.
Incredible. It's just remarkable how, I mean, could you have imagined 3 years ago that come an election that you would see swastikas, you would see this issue around anti-Semitism being front and center of the focus?
Well, and that's a great question. And the answer is, it has never, ever been thus. There's never been a time when Jewish issues, anti-Semitism, the government's vote on Israel, the United Nations, have been issues front and center, as you put it, in an election campaign. Obviously, the Jewish community has always cared about it, but the Jewish community is 0.5% of this population. So, but suddenly it's that forum which I just mentioned with the two candidates for Wentworth has attracted mainstream media attention. Mainstream media attention because of the issues that I just mentioned. So, yeah, no, one could never have imagined this. Yeah, just 3 years ago.
There has been a spate of court appearances following anti-Semitic incidents. Tell us about this.
So, yes, so several people, I mean, a small number, but nevertheless, everyone is important. Four or five people have faced court in the last few days on a range of different cases, but all connected, one or other connected with the arson attacks on synagogues, the arson attacks on former home of a Jewish leader, on the arson attacks on a childcare center, and also significantly that caravan with explosives that we've talked about. So a number of court cases have taken place in the last few days. And so, which is obviously the fruits of the work which the police have been doing both at a federal level and at a state level. And so that's positive news to see that there is movement happening in the legal space.
And then finally, Jewish Australian breaks the world 1500 meter record.
Just to completely change of pace and
I think it's a good thing.
Story.
Yeah.
Well, it is, and because we haven't talked about any news outside of the conflict for a while. His name is Zach Ashkenazi, and he is 51 years old. And just a couple of days ago, he broke the world 1,500-meter record in the Masters division, which means people over the age of 50. And for those out there who care about these things, his time was 3 minutes 57.1 seconds. 3 minutes 57.71 seconds. For the 1,500 meters. And he broke the world record without even realizing that there was such a record. He just raced, took part in this race. He smashed the time and then was informed that he has actually broken the world record for the Masters age group, which is over the age of 50, for this event. So a great story for a Jewish Australian.
Absolutely wonderful. Vic Aladef, that is where we leave it. Want to wish you and your family a Chag Pesach, Kasher V'Sameach, and just enjoy the time. We'll catch you next week.